Welcome to the Weekly Hotspot with me, Ms. Olivia, and my play partner on the phone and in real life, Mistress Delia. We've done distance domination for years, so we can absolutely tell you how to communicate your fantasy to a mistress and maybe even your wife, girlfriend, or partner. Ms. Delia, we've been both on the receiving end of good and not so good and fucking awful communication. Let's start with the best ways to communicate your fantasy. What tips do you have for the listeners?
Ooh, one of the things that I would say is the most important thing is being very clear in your communication. That's hard to do. If you're sending an email that says, "Mistress, I want to do something with this," you know, whatever fantasy X, and that's it. Mistress, who's been doing Fantasy X for years and years and years, might have a whole bunch of things that she can do, but you only want one thing. So it's very important to be super, super clear and concise about exactly what you want.
I think that's a very human thing to just assume if I say something that you and I are automatically on the same page. So, for example, all of the branding of LDW, your blog, Beg for Mistress, my blog, Experienced Mistress, all of those things talk about woman in charge, femdom, various levels of mistress play. So I've often had guys that call and say, "Mistress, I want you to dominate me." And I have to kind of go, "Ooh, okay, what do you consider domination?"
And
honestly, I'm surprised at the number of times that they are talking about an assertive woman being in a sexually assertive position, maybe cowgirl or reverse cowgirl. They're not talking about power exchange, even though they've termed it, "I want you to dominate me." Have you ever experienced that as well?
Yes, I actually have had that happen. And I think one of the ways that you clarify those things, as you just said, you know, the communication is so, so, so important. And when that happens, it almost feels awkward, like there can be a little bit of a misfit. But I think that you absolutely can save it by being very clear, by emailing, by having a quick chat. So there are lots of things that you can do to both get on the same page. And if you can do that, you can have the most fucking intense session.
And let me just also mention, this isn't like a 16-hour conversation. We are not your wife who says, "Honey, we need to have a talk," which are, you know, like the worst phrase ever to any man ever. "We need to have a conversation. Oh, fuck, what did I do?" This is not that. It's just a 5, 10, 15, 30-second conversation that puts us on the same page. I love having these negotiation conversations. And truthfully, they can go on for 10, 15, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours. It becomes a level of foreplay that is super fucking hot. Then you're having an erotic conversation that's kind of far reaching. You're talking about fantasies, things that he's done and experiences, which are all arousing before actually even getting into the play. You've experienced that as well also, right?
Oh, yes. Sometimes you just start talking about that particular fantasy. Start talking about the sexy things that you've done. And it just becomes something that builds. And then mistress is talking about her experiences. And you're sharing in a really intimate way all the hot and sexy things that you like. And that's incredible. It builds a bit of intimacy. It builds a bit of a bond. And you're right. I love how you say it is foreplay for the scene. And sometimes it actually becomes the scene in ways that you never expected.
Before talking about becoming the scene in ways that you'd never expected, I'm compelled to just kind of insert in there, listen to anybody that's listening to this podcast. Ms. Delia and I were both new once. We didn't the minute we grew up, turn into this experienced mistress, this pain play expert, this femdom. It was a gradual process for both of us. And we both remember what it was like to be new, exploring, learning, finding out what we like, what we don't like. So when you mentioned talking about have those longer conversations and then diving into the play or having the play kind of discreetly and intuitively worked into the conversation so the conversation itself is arousing and enjoyable, we both have been on the receiving end of that as well as the giving end of that. I think that's one reason why it's important to go to someone with a wealth of experience.
I would agree. Someone with experience has something to bring to the table. Someone with experience has dabbled in your kink before. And someone with experience just knows what you need her to know about kink in general and your kink specifically. That is what builds a really strong scene.
You mentioned communicating with callers and potential callers before the scene actually starts. You post on your blog a lot of variety of scenes, everything from dominate me as a sexually assertive woman to I want you to be a wicked, mean, ultimate femdom mistress with high intensity pain play. And I love when people go to your blog, begformistress.com, they can see the wide variety because then that can also give them some tips on how to communicate with you. Mistress, I am experienced in this and I want to get to this point. Can you help me? And when they send you an email like that, you kind of know how to begin to guide them. So what do you do when you get an email?
Well, if I get an email, like you said, that starts, Mistress, I read your blog from this date on this topic, and I was just fascinated. This is what I've done, and this is where I'd like to go with it. Or, I'm curious about this, and I heard your podcast with Mistress Olivia. Oh my goodness, you two were wild. I want to learn this. That absolutely gives me great direction. I love that. But then there are times when, Mistress, I'm curious about this fantasy. And that's it. And when I get an email like that, it is very important for me to write back and ask, okay, what about that fantasy? What about the fantasy do you enjoy? And what about that fantasy is exciting to you? What is sexy about that? So if they come with no real information, just a couple of sentences, I will email back to them to get some more detail. Tell me about your fantasy. Tell me what you like about it, because it is crucial that I have at least a beginning of some information to be able to think about and plan out a sexy scene.
And we don't necessarily, the planning out of a sexy scene doesn't necessarily have to take a long time. It doesn't have to be these massive emails back and forth. If you don't like email, just give us a call. 1-800-601-7259. We will direct you on the phone, ask you questions. None of these are casual questions. We are active listeners and we are listening for themes, ideas. As you're speaking, we're already planning where we might go with the scene, whether it's 10 minutes or 10 hours for a scene,
right.
Whether it's an hour phone call and then two assignments, then a 30-minute check-in call, then three assignments, and then another hour phone call. There are all these different options, but the key is clarity in communication. And all fetish topics are not equal. One that I love is so perfect. I get an email, "Mistress, humiliate me." Or someone calls on the phone, "I want you to humiliate me." Okay. What is humiliating to you? It's not one size fits all. If you have a guy who wants to be called a loser and you start in on, "Oh, you're a sissy fag," which can be a great fun humiliation call. And he's like, "I'm not a sissy. I'm not into that at all." Okay, Sparky. Well, talk to me about what you are into, right?
Exactly. Exactly. That is one of the things that I do, I would say, all the time. "Mistress, I need to be humiliated." "You do? You need to be humiliated? Why? What have you done? What is wrong with you?" And engaging in that kind of conversation, having a little bit of confession at the beginning, can be really fun and gives me a lot of insights as to actually what is the issue. Because humiliation is so wide and varied, as you said. Someone could want to be just laying on the floor in front of mistress's feet. And if you don't know that, that might not be what I first go to for humiliation.
And speaking of feet, let's talk about communicating fetishes and kinks, right? So for example, if someone calls and says, "I have a foot fetish," there are so many different options of ways to go with that. Sexy toes, bare feet, sucking, coming on the feet and then eating the cum off the feet, stockings. What kind of stockings? Reinforced nylons, shoes, boots, on, off. All of these things are, one, fascinating to talk about and exciting for both parties to talk about them. And two, it allows us to know and be on the same page with the caller.
Oh, exactly. And so many fetishes are like that. So many fetishes have multi-layers to them and have many different specifics to them. And when you talk about these exciting things, it's sexy and it starts your conversation. And giving that detail at the beginning, whether it be at the very beginning of a phone call where you rattle off, "These are the main points that I want you to focus on, mistress." And for the first minute, you just talk about them and ask us to take notes or something. That's useful. But you can really be very clear and concise about exactly what your trigger is. And that will result in a much better, much more rich, naughty session for you.
That's a really good point. I've seen that happen and the value of that, especially with men that like to wear women's clothes and transgendered people, because I think the internet and porn has done a disservice.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are so many sites about being a sissy that I've had people call up and they're like, "Oh, I like to wear clothes. I must be a sissy." And then I start having a conversation with them and I say, "You know, I'm not hearing that you're a sissy based on my experience. I'm hearing that you are a crossdresser, or I'm hearing that you are transgendered." And then I'll ask a question or two and get them thinking and kind of thinking about their experiences, wants, needs, desires. And those sort of individualized, personalized things don't fit into a box that somebody else has produced for an internet meme or porn video.
You are so right. And that is so well said. Yeah. So it's really important. And I think what everyone can take away from that is it's important to trust your mistress and talk to your mistress for sure.
I did a blog post that is still super popular. Sissy, crossdresser, or transgender, not all panties are the same.
Mm.
So you can be a man in panties, for example, who loves wearing panties for multiple reasons: humiliation, submission, a recognition of the feminine power that doesn't have anything to do with power exchange, just simply the feel of panties through the various things. Sissy play, which is more into submission, control, humiliation, an exploration of bisexual or gay tendencies. It can also mean pain play, or a crossdresser who is a heterosexual male and loves being male, but also loves the experience of wearing female clothes. If you as a mistress get any of those things wrong, it can tank a session in a heartbeat.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You and I are both experienced. My blog is called experiencemistress.com. You and I both play in the face-to-face fetish scene. We are experts at distance domination. We really know what we're doing. And for me personally, it's been a learning curve figuring out how to ask people on the phone quickly, concisely, and effectively how to communicate their fantasy. Have you ever been in a situation where you have gone in one area because you thought that was what he was talking about, and it turns out that he wasn't?
Oh, absolutely. I will give just a quick example about that too. Years ago, in a scene with a sissy, wonderful sissy, always had so much fun. Sissy wanted to get more intense. Sissy wanted to get more sexual. And it wasn't just a sissygasm. Sissy wanted to play, except when you think about a sissy being sexual, I think most people might think, oh, sissy wants to suck cock. And that was what I thought when I had less experience than I have now. So we went in that direction, and I pointed sissy toward a cock. And sissy popped out of subspace immediately and said, oh my God, no. No, I would never. I'm a lesbian. And
right,
it ended that scene. It absolutely ended that scene. But through talking, you know, emailing after, communicating after the session, we came to reach a point where, you know, the sissy had said, you know, I wanted to leave it all in your hands, and I was not clear, and I apologize because I could see where you would assume that. That's something that I've been trying to push away from. And by not telling you that, I think that I kind of, you know, ruined things. And so I sent back an apology too, saying, no. I should have asked you more of a question or been a little coy with it, which I am now. Ooh, what would you like to play with? What things do you want to wrap your lips on? Right?
Right. Because it might be a dildo and never right. A real life cock. Oh gosh. Yeah.
Or a pussy. Or a woman's, you know, feet or whatever. So I never just assume that I know anymore. And I always ask those questions now. Maybe you don't even know that I'm asking you that question, but I'm doing it in such a way that you're giving me that information that I need to keep going.
I have done the same thing with sissies and crossdressers and transgender girls. And oh my gosh, that's the worst feeling as a mistress, because I feel so much responsibility for the caller in terms of I and you want to deliver really, really fabulous experiences, that the experience is seamless on their end, that they want to call back, that they have a good time, that they are getting value by calling. I've had people call and say, wow, I thought that every single phone sex operator read from a script. And I said, well, you have been calling the wrong people because I don't do scripts. It is tailored and individualized to you. That means the more I know about you, the closer we get, the more intimate we get, the better your scene will be.
Oh, that is perfectly, perfectly true. And if everyone just follows along with that and understands that things are personalized, even different, strange, unique, or weird fetishes, things that aren't common, if you communicate about them, mistress can research and look at things and can fit the scene that you want with the triggers that you have and make it just perfect for you. Because we don't script. We do individualize. We do personalize. We want to make it the best, most special experience that you've had.
So that's a perfect segue into how not to communicate with the mistress. I will start there. We ask people to send us emails. I'm more than happy to write back and forth. I don't care how long your email is, but one thing that you do not want to do is expect, if you have spent 3 hours writing an email that's full of details to a mistress, do not expect me to spend 3 hours writing a detailed response to you. Now, if you want that, that is possible. But what you pay for with me and with you is our expertise and our time. So when we are doing these emails and conversations and check-ins and stuff outside of sessions, that means that it's a gift. It's free. It's free contact. We do it because we want to make sure that we're on the same page and can deliver a really fabulous experience. But when the emails themselves become your scene and your experience, then that needs to be paid for. There's no way to say that less bluntly. So I'm just going to say it bluntly.
There you go. That works. And we do have...
And I'm thinking of this one person who I went back and I searched my emails and I realized that in 1 year, we had exchanged nearly 500 emails. And these were not short check-ins. This was, you know, huge 1,000-word, 500-word emails. And I just looked at that and I'm like, no. You have gone past your limit. No, we need to pull back. Most people are fabulous and definitely understand that. And there's different ways. Let me just also point out that there are ways to communicate with us and me in particular outside of sessions where you can get an enormous amount of free contact. On my blog through blog comments, allowing me to use your email as turn it into a blog, using your email for audios or Tumblr or Twitter, those kinds of things, always with permission. But when somebody dips over into the mistress private life and says, I want your private time, they're crossing a boundary and I'll have a conversation with them. And generally, I will be that blunt. You, I think, are more diplomatic and you are smarter at how you handle this.
I don't know if it's smarter. I think I'm just different in how I handle things like that. everybody has their lines in the sand. And there are absolutely some things that I am just no, blunt about. No, 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 we're not doing that. But I think, yeah, it's just our differences that make us unique and interesting. And
see, now that's a real diplomatic way to say it. Okay, Delia, you are making my point beautifully. When I grow up, I want to be like a Ms. Delia because I will just get really fucking blunt. I'm like, how can you miss this? No. But I have, through playing and being I hesitate to say coworker with you, because you and I are professionally linked and we're also personally linked. Just being around you, I have learned how to, one, head things off at the pass and communicate more clearly at the beginning. So these problems don't happen to me as much as they did years ago, which is better for everybody.
That is excellent. And I'm so happy that I've had that kind of effect on you in a way. I'm like, I don't know what to say. See, I love how we communicate. Communication is good for everyone.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because you've also been on the receiving end when I'm like, I really fucking blew this. How would you have done it? And you'll write back and you'll be like, I would have said this and this and this. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even get close to that. Fuck. Mm-hmm. To sum up, what you do not want, how not to communicate with a mistress is, one, understand that we are professionals. You would never send a 13-page email to your doctor and expect your doctor to spend the time outside of an office visit to send you a 13-page reply back. So one, know that we are professionals and respect our time and our boundaries. And then everything will be fine. I, for one, read every single word that comes my way. I don't answer every single point, but I absolutely read it.
So well said. I'm very much the same. I may just, you know, kick off a quick thank you. I got this. And I liked what you wrote. We'll talk about it the next time that we have our session. Just acknowledging. I read and I acknowledge. I follow up where needed. But I'm very similar to Mistress Olivia in that I don't spend hours on replying to an email. Because usually if you're sending me that kind of email, we've got a good enough rapport where you know where I do my very best in session.
You know what? That's absolutely true. And here's the reality of it. Some people will hear that response and say, oh, they're all about the money. That's not it. There is something that happens inside of a session that is the synergy between two people on a focused experience that is different from, I'm going to send you information and then you send me information back. And I've noticed the same thing happens inside of an email package that is a session over email. You still have that synergy. I can't explain what it is, but it's different. And you don't want to miss out on that difference.
I love how you said that. I couldn't say it any better. That was perfect.
Let's kind of finish up a little bit with some really unusual kinks and scenes. If you have a particular sequence of events, a particular fantasy, particular stuff, send it to us in an email. I know I'm saying this after talking about emails, but send it to us. Give us all the detail you want. We will send back something like, got it. Let's talk about this in your scene. This is fabulous. Thank you. or we'll follow up with one or two questions. So when you say that you want to do X, do you mean this, this, or this? And then we'll wait for the email response. We will always, always, always remember your scene. So send all of the details. That's especially important when you have a particular and or unusual fantasy that for whatever reason, time, money, embarrassment, whatever, that you don't want to talk about it on the phone at the beginning of the call.
Nicely said. And so there are a couple of unusual things, you know, that I just want to give a tip of the hat to that I've learned about because of emailing back and forth. And they have become some of my favorite kinks. I didn't start out doing them, but I love doing them now. I had emails about being a lunar, which is a balloon fetish. Oh, and there's so much involved with that. You have no idea. Look it up.
Uh-huh. And I've That's also super fun. And can I also just say, a lunar fetish, if you have a helium balloon, I actually did a call with someone who wanted kind of a Donald Duck sort of sound. And I used a helium balloon because he was also into balloons. And it was just like super fucking fun.
Nice. That is awesome.
I know the helium voice. It's just what you to do. Right?
It's fun. Oh, it is fun. And it's amazing when you can bring that into a scene and someone really, you know, has a lot of fun with it. Kind of like bringing in extras into a scene, like with splashing, when you bring foods and puddings and spaghetti and whipped cream and all kinds of things that wouldn't normally be sexy on the dinner table, but are sexy in a session. I've also learned about that through communicating with people with that kink. And I love doing splashing calls now.
That's because you're hungry. It's time for lunch, right?
Lunch sounds good.
Either on the phone or off. Ms. Delia, this was tons of fun. I have enjoyed communicating with you on this podcast.
Oh, this has been a fun podcast. I like communicating with you anytime.
Remember, you can communicate with us and keep up with us on our blogs. Delia is begformistress.com. My blog is experiencedmistress.com. Thank you to everyone for listening and supporting our podcast. We enjoy communicating with you as well.
Oh, yes, we do. And you can listen to us and all the episodes of The Weekly Hotspot on our blog, theweeklyhotspot.com. Be sure to listen to us on Cock Radio and Spreaker Mondays at 1 p.m. Thank you for listening to us today. We will see you next week. But in the meantime, you stay sexy and stay hot.